Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, just call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can also find out there about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in New Orleans on March 12th. It's not like there are 100 places playing amazing music that night in New Orleans. Seeing a bunch of nerds make dumb jokes really is your only entertainment option. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mardine in the middle of the Redwood Forest in Ben Lomond, California.
Ben Lomond. Is that in, like, where is that near?
It's
like
about 10 miles north of Santa Cruz,
about 90 miles
south of San Francisco.
It is utterly lovely there.
Yes, it is.
What do you do then in the Redwood Forest?
I'm an artist, a writer, musician, and a sign maker.
Wow.
Nice.
Does it, like, pass a law in California that no one has to have a real job? Because I think that's awesome. You, Mardine, are going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you 3 news-related limericks. The last word or phrase, of course, missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, you'll win our prize, Carl's Voice, on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
We're a cable and media bomb blast. We don't care if you're late 'cause your mom passed. With harsh names we filled our customers' bills. Be warned, and don't argue with...
Comcast.
Yes. Comcast, yes. Comcast improved its sterling reputation for customer service. They sent a customer, Ricardo Brown, a bill, and he complained because it was addressed not to Ricardo Brown, but A-hole Brown. They spelled it out. He wasn't the only satisfied customer. This week, he also sent out bills to, quote, whore Julia, dummy, and then a super B-word Bauer. Ms. Bauer has demanded that in the future, Comcast use her real name, whore Bauer.
Who types that envelope and doesn't go, let's just double check. Who would name their kid whore?
Here is your next limerick.
My teddy bear's built for rough play. He's got handcuffs to lock me away. Then he'll tie me down. For fuzzy and brown is my 51st shade of...
gray.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you are. Gray it is.
The movie adaptation of 50 Shades of Grey comes out next weekend, and you can celebrate by buying a special edition 50 Shades of Grey teddy bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company for just $89.99.
Wow!
He comes wearing a suit and holding a blindfold and a tiny pair of handcuffs.
Boy.
It's easy for bears to get out of. They don't have any hands. And if you pull a string on the back, you can hear the teddy bear's safe word, Christopher Robin.
Well,
that's a horrible idea.
Target! Is now selling 50 Shades of Grey S&M accessories. You get their blindfold, little, you know, stuff like that.
Wow.
Yes.
I go there for cleaning products.
I know. Here is your last limerick.
My workouts I'm frequently shunning, so I find this new study quite stunning. When I get out of breath, I inch closer to death. It is true. You can do too much.
Running?
Yes, running. Very good.
A new study
from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has found jogging more than 4 hours a week is just as bad for you as not exercising at all.
I read this on the news, and it was the happiest day of my entire life.
I know.
4 hours a week. Who's running 4 hours a week?
Peter runs, right?
I
thought of you when I read the study.
I often run 4 hours a week.
I thought the poor little fellow's just working himself to death.
Bill, how did Mardine do in our quiz?
Mardine was just perfect. She's a champ.
Well done. Congratulations, Mardine. Thank you so much for playing.